Hi and hello. So I'm here to talk about the astrology for August. My name is Alison Chester Lambert, and I'm a psychological astrologer, which means I studied psychology and then astrology, and I do a blend of the two. Anyway, we are in obviously a very powerful, dramatic, exciting, different year, and indeed the astrology has been showing this. And so we have Pluto and Saturn forming a conjunction at the end of Capricorn with Jupiter and an asteroid called Pallas Athena. And together, these guys are really pointing out the need to look at, maintain, alter, sell, buy things like property, pensions, anything that we can own, anything of material value, any assets, any wealth. So these all require attention, and they all require us to go through and check that everything we have is solid, it's what we want, it's what we need, to get rid of the surplus or get rid of the things that we meant to get rid of but haven't, and make sure that we're all solid and good for a future that will contain a lot of uncertainty and a great deal of stagnation. So the energy that we've got at the moment is energy which is allowing us to make the moves that we want to make. Come next year, that won't be the case. And so therefore, you do need to take advantage of this now. Well, actually, it would have been better to take advantage of it last year, but if you're one of these 11th hour people, then of course, naturally, you're only just thinking about it. You'd better get a move on. That's all I can say. As we enter August, we have the sun in already in Leo, and Leo is a fire sign, and it's all about heat and drama and excitement. So Leos are wonderful people for colouring our lives. It's all about the potential and the future. So a Leo stands there and says, "Oh, look, this can be this. I can see this." And so it is a month where we have a sense of vision, and a sense of excitement, and things are dramatic and colourful and bubbly. So yeah, that's good. The sun is in its own sign and it loves that. But we also have to keep our eye on this big conjunction of Pluto and Saturn and Jupiter and Athena, which is called a stellium actually, because there's more than two. But never mind, posh words, jargon. Anyway, so I have got, as usual, I have got my notes here, and so I am looking down at these squiggles and reading them for you. And the first thing I want to say about the month, in a sort of an overview way, is that Mars is getting into the act. So the planet Mars is coming around and getting to a 90 degree angle with this stellium, these four planets, and one by one injecting these planets with fire, tempestuousness, battling. It's like injecting somebody with adrenaline. Well, more than that, it's like injecting someone with every kind of stimulant there is. So the cosmos and the energy which the other four planets represent, each representing a part of the cosmic energy, is enthused with the most amazing amounts of fuel, energy, fire, zest. You're kind of getting the picture, right? So instead of August being a sort of a lazy, yeah, holidays, sunshine, it becomes something a lot more. So what we need to do is look at this so that you're equipped to deal with this very exciting potential. Let's go with the very exciting potential. This is another opportunity for personal growth. But what we do need to do is we need to examine how to make the best of it, really. This is what we're all listening for, isn't it? This is what we're all here for. So I'm going to look at the dates. And I'm going to sort of talk about what we can look at individually these days. So we've got transiting Mars square Jupiter, going from the 2nd through to the 6th of August. Now, the problem with this one is that it can get a bit inflammatory, a bit inflamed. What happens is Jupiter can sort of expand to the point of being over the top, of being a little too flamboyant, a little too dramatic, a little too enthusiastic, to the point where it becomes crazy, you know, where you're doing something, you think, oh, this isn't even safe. And people can be so flamboyant, they can maybe not watch what they're saying. They can become very sort of swaggering and I know and I can do everything, I can walk on water. And so we all need to be guarded against that, either ourselves acting like that or somebody else acting like it. Now, we do have at the same time Mercury opposite Saturn on the 3rd of August. And so that will help us to just mentally narrow down, mentally confine, mentally hesitate. So we get a little bit of help in thinking, no, just a minute, don't go mad here. But it is only on the 3rd, that is. And so that period from the 2nd to the 6th could be a little leery, as we used to say in the Midlands of the UK. Leery meaning somebody that didn't give a damn and just did what they liked. Okay, so that's going on then. And we then get Mars moving through the sky, and this time contacting Pluto. And this goes from the 10th through to the 15th of August. Now, Pluto is a water planet. So immediately think deep, think feminine, and think down, because feminine pulls in whilst masculine pushes out. Masculine reaches for the sky. Feminine reaches for the center of the earth, like gravity. So Pluto, all about transformation and change, yes, definitely, but in a very surreptitious, very dark and very unseen, invisible way. So this means that our unconsciousnesses are stirred, that the Mars energy is sort of invigorating something, but there's not that much on the surface. This is when still waters run deep. Remember the saying? So the surface of the pond can be absolutely, you know, oh, looks okay, but underneath there is all kinds going on. So what you can expect at this point really is that there is stuff going on underground. And what you have to do is wait to see how it's going to come up, because you can't actually kind of like stick your head down in the underworld, can you? And, you know, sort of, we were advised not to do it by the Greeks. There was only one god that could go into the underworld and out. That was Hermes. We won't be doing that. So a lot going on, but going on stealthily, secretive. This is a time when you might find people are secretive and a little bit, you know, you're not quite sure what's going on. You can't, you know, if you sort of peeked under the carpet, you might see something, but you might not. Okay, so movement, but not obvious at that point. But then later on, we get a square from Mars to Saturn. And this time we're looking at late April. So we're going from the 21st through to the 28th, something like that. Now, this is a time when what was stirring invisibly in the middle of August now becomes more obvious, but gets halted or held back. There's some resistance, but it's clearer. So it's a time when you should be much more assessing. You can see now, it's come up, but what you need to do is hesitate and be practical, be pragmatic. Is this realistic? Hesitate enough so that you can think, right, well, is this the right thing to do? Go over it. The stuff that we're going over during the month of August is essentially stuff that is on the move anyway, and this is not the end of the chapter. So you're probably going to get right up to the end of the year where things can be turned over, gone back to, redone. There's a lot of movement, so there's every opportunity to change anything that it moves in a direction that you don't want it to go in August. There'll be a lot of volatile, active energy, a lot of movement. And so as things sort of like go crazy, whoa, it's like, don't forget, you've got time to sort it out later. Just try to hold on to it. But do take advantage of every single sort of forceful push of energy. You know, feel the excitement, feel the movement. Take advantage of it. If you've got work to do, as I said, straightening things up for next year, you really need to get on with it now because you're already late. Okay, so there we are. Okay, now let's just tell you a bit more. I'm always looking for the full moons and the new moons. So the full moon is on the 3rd of August. And so the full moon is in Aquarius because the sun is in Leo, they're opposite. So that's the time when we should be thinking about playing, playmates, friends, fun, creativity, that kind of stuff. That's it. That's, you know, because it's, we always get these full moons. We always get the full moon in Aquarius at this time of the year. We always get the new moon in Leo at this time of the year. So that's coming up anyway. And these moons are completely ignoring the Mars stuff and you know, the stellium in Capricorn. They're just happening anyway. The moon does its own thing, has its own rhythm, and always brings us at this time of the year these opportunities for fun, like a play date, if you like. So a moon in Aquarius is not the most comfortable moon because the moon wants to be very loving and secretive. Aquarius is a sign that goes, oh, what? I want to get out there. I want to research. I want to discover. I want to be inventive. And so, but most of all, I want to be with my mates. I want to be with my friends. So this is kind of like a very sort of social time, if you like. Now, it comes at a time when we've already got the Mars square Jupiter. So this is going to send the world kind of crazy, right? So just be aware that people are going to be leaping all over the place. This is too much fire. So, oh, it'll just pop out everywhere. There you go. And the new moon on the 19th of August, in Leo, oh, beautiful Leo. This is the time to hug yourself, love your inner child, connect to the fire and warmth and joy and optimism in the universe. It's a me time, frankly. So all those others, they don't know what they're talking about. You're the most important thing in the world at this point, you know, so just give yourself everything and everybody else nothing because you're so worth it. I love that. Anything else to say about August? Make hay while the sun shines. Use the energy, this volatile energy to, I mean, I know we're exhausted, I know we are, but we had lots of lazy times in the lockdown. Now it's time to be energized. Apologies to those who were still in the lockdown, of course. I'm sorry, you're going to have to be very exuberant in your own home. Be creative. Paint. That's a really great thing to do with Leo energy. But anyway, so what I'm hoping for is that you get the enthusiasm and you get the creativity and you take these opportunities and you work them. That's what I'm hoping you'll do. And I can't help but look forward to speaking to you in September, because at least the sun moves into Virgo and we can all get picky with our gardens and packing up the furniture, the garden furniture, and cleaning the barbecue and getting the cupboards out. But that's all for September. Thank you very much. I've really enjoyed talking to you as always. I love being on the Virtual Light broadcast. You're such a fabulous bunch of people. You're also absolutely gorgeous. And a big hug to all of you. And it's like my family. You are my family. And I really enjoy this. So you know where to find me. Google Alison Chester Lambert. any issues, problems, you know where I am. Have a reading with me. As you know, it's always a pleasure. And thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful month. Namaste. Thank you. Bye.